This is Sixa. Take it away when you're ready, guys.
To take it in, sit back and settle in. Spin out along the road, we now know where we go. The hotel is just for show, a lot to lie upon. Without an answer, no blood like before. Your body is folded to the weight of the world. Drinks are hard and strong, we're right where we belong. Tied down to the land, expressions of men. Nails pulled out of the wood, there is no doing good. Now keep the engine on and lead to the light. Without an answer, no blood like before. Your body is folded to the weight of the world. Spirit fades away, bloodline is here to stay. The world comes unglued, all of it true. Without an answer, no bloodline before. Your body is folded to the weight of the world. Without an answer, no bloodline before.
Sure. speed dead. Eyes on the prize, open wide. Lose your head. Oh, no, you've got such a lovely face. I'm in such a lovely place to forget it.
Listening to local band Seeksa live in the studio here on the homestretch on KXCI. They're playing songs off their full-length debut, Bloodline, which they are celebrating the release of this Friday night at Congress. Asian Fred opens doors are at 8. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thanks, Anna.
It's a nice to have all of you here in this cozy little room of ours. Just, you know, a few guys and a lot of pedals.
What's up?
either Brian or Gabe, would either of you mind just introducing the band? Like, just let people know who's playing what here. Give credit to all your wonderful collaborators.
We have Jason Ehrman playing a whole bunch of keyboards and samplers and all kinds of stuff. Brian Lopez playing the Fender Jaguar. Efren Cruz Chavez playing timbales, congas, all kinds of percussion. Winston Watson playing drums. And our new French comrade taking the place for now of Jeffrey Hidalgo, who has some obligations restricting him from touring. But we have Iki Corbel from Nantes, France, playing the bass.
Lovely. So I want to get right back into music because I want to get as much of that in as we can before 6 o'clock. But I do want to ask you really quickly. I think it's important for people to understand the impetus behind the name change and why Chicha Dust became Seeksa. It's always a big deal if a band changes their name and what that means. But it seemed like it was very important for you to redefine things for that way. And Brian, do you want to speak to that a little
sure.
bit?
Sure. Well, we were called Chicha Dust, and that was kind of a placeholder for a long time. It was because we just needed a name, mm-hmm. you know, to put on posters and stuff. And at the time, our main objective was to play like parties and restaurants, and like not have to get day jobs. You know, gigs
right.
where you can just make a little extra.
And you
cash.
Were covering a lot of material.
It was
as
pretty
well.
Much 100% covers, and that was the idea. We wanted to have a reason to learn some of the Chicha tunes that we all loved, and in the meantime, you know, just start to build up our own repertoire of original material that was influenced by the Chicha stuff. So there came a point, I'd say about in April, when we were starting talking with Barbez Records in Brooklyn, who eventually would sign us. Their main guy, Olivier Conon, said to us, you might want to think about a name change before we go forward with like a worldwide release. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, at that point, only people knew us in Tucson. So.
Right.
A name change.
Just
it's
here,
either now
just
or never.
Just here in little old Tucson.
Well, I mean, it was literally like you put out that album, then you really can't change your name. So
right.
if you're
going
to do it or if you ever had any doubts, you need to do it now.
Yeah.
And I think all of us did have doubts, and we just never vocalized our opinions. So when he said that, it really struck a chord. And his band was pretty famous, too. They were called Chicha Libre, and he was speaking from experience. He said, it's going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to pigeonhole you into a genre that you might not want to be doing in 5 years, and people are going to mispronounce the name. I am telling you from experience. And that just, like, solidified our whole, like, okay, let's definitely change it. We came up with Seeksa, and we just feel so much better about it. I mean, it feels like an original material band now.
Well, and I think it's just sort of a nice way to just kind of recognize that you've coalesced your voices, you have found exactly where you're going and what you want to express, and so it makes sense to define it as something new.
Yeah, we think so.
So, all right. Let's play some more songs, shall we?
Sure. All right. This one's off of the EP we released in November. It's called Shift and Shadow.
Yeah.
Listening to local band Sixa here on the homestretch on KXCI live from Studio 2A, playing songs off their full-length debut, Bloodline, celebrating the release of this record at Congress on Friday night, Asian Fred's opening. Doors are at 8 o'clock. I'm so glad you guys could make it in here.
So much fun.
You mean that we could fit in here?
Yeah, that you could. That too. That too. Just for folks that haven't seen you, visuals are a component of what you do, like the overall sort of aesthetic. Can you tell me a little bit about how that works, who you collaborate with on that, and how that all comes together?
Yeah, it was right around the time we were making the name change. Mm-hmm. We were kind of getting really excited about this new potential, and it kind of immediately sparked some imagery ideas, and we immediately knew that our ideal situation would be working with Daniel Martin Diaz and Paula Valencia, and we got a hold of them, and they were super immediately excited, and since then, it's been them exclusively creating all the visuals for us.
And I assume they'll be a part of Friday night.
Yeah, they're a part of every show we do. Daniel designed the projections that we use live, and we work a lot with him conceptualizing the color schemes.
Great.
And, yeah.
All comes together. Let's squeeze in one more song, shall we?
Let's do it.
In the shadow.
You've been listening to Local Band Sixa live from Studio 2A. They're celebrating the release of their new record, Bloodline. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.